Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. We are back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. It's been a long day. You might have heard me earlier on NBA Today with Aaron Brewski. Great show if you haven't seen it, check it out. But tonight, I'm recapping Wednesday's 7-game slate. We had a nice, fun day of games. So let's get straight to it like there's nothing to it. Hope you all are doing great in your fantasy leagues. We had a tremendous blowout tonight, but we'll get to that in a second. All right, we are presented to you by FanDuel. Just want to get into that. And we are recording live on X, on YouTube. Check us out on X at Sports Ethos, Box Score Breakdown, at William is Bill. Find out all information you need. And we'll answer your questions at the end of the show. All right. First game, the Cavs defeated the Charlotte Hornets 94-87. For the Cavs, Jared Allen, 13 points, 9 boards, and 2 blocks. That's all we want from Jared Allen. Give us the boards and blocks. We will be happy because it's been a struggle for a large part of the season. Every now and then he has great games, but the blocks haven't been there. The rebounds haven't been there like we like. But tonight, we're happy. Evan Mobley, points-wise, he's not killing it. 14 rebounds, though. We love that. 1 steal and 3 blocks. Can't be mad at that at all. Love the 3 blocks. But Evan Mobley is kind of having a down year every time I'm covering his games. I'm never seeing 25-plus points, and we know he is capable of that. We know Donovan Mitchell needs that assistance because he normally has to score 30 for them to win. Fortunately for the Cavs, they did beat the Hornets tonight. This was a game I was truly looking forward to see how it turned out. Donovan Mitchell only needed 24 to win in this one, but he did have 6 assists, but 8 turnovers. That's unusual for Donovan. And 3 rebounds. So it was an average game, you know, less than 50%, but Jalen Tyson performed solid. 14 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, and 1 steal. Nobody on the Cavs really went off. And the bench was nothing to talk about at all. Naquan Tomlin had 9 boards with 6 points. But that's about it. DeAndre Hunter only 4 points and 4 boards. So let's see what the Hornets did. Why did they lose this game? Well, they started Miles Bridges. He only had 11 points and basically nothing else. Musa Diabate, 4 points. He did have 5 rebounds and 3 blocks. You love the 3 blocks, but 29 minutes, 4 points is not enough. Brandon Miller, leading scorer for the Hornets, 24 points. Had 4 boards, 2 steals. Kokanipal, 21 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal. So Brandon Miller and Kokanipal did their job. Unfortunately, the Hornets are back to the LaMelo Ball coming off the bench aspect of things, and he had probably the worst game of his career. 1-for-15 from the field, 2 points. Like I said, this was a game I was looking forward to today. 2 points, 1-for-15 from the field, 0-for-10 from 3. He had 5 boards, 7 assists. That's per usual. 2 turnovers, 2 steals, 1 block. I just don't know what happened because he had been playing really well, but the last 2 games was a struggle. This one, Let's just move on to another player. Colin Sexton did have double figures with 11. Ron Kalkbrenner, 7 points. Not much else. So we see why they lost. Zion James, LaMelo Ball, and Musa Diabate combined for 6 points. So that's not going to get you any wins. Hopefully, LaMelo can turn it back on next game. And if you're looking for a buy low situation, you can buy low on LaMelo. But I mean, whew, come on, LaMelo. Next game, the Celtics defeated the Pacers 119 to 104. Pascal Siakam continuing his push for an all-star appearance. 32 points, 10 boards, 4 assists. Jay Huff started. He was a guy that people were looking forward to. Only 2 points. He did have 2 steals and a block. Andrew Nembhard, 9 and 9 assists. Woo, this was a rough game. You see why the Pacers lost. Nesmith, 6 points. Johnny Furphy did have a solid game with 10 points, 8 boards, and 2 assists. But, I mean, that's solid for him. Not solid for a true NBA starter. We're looking for Johnny Furphy to step it up, or he might just have to stay on the bench. Jairus Walker did step it up. 19 points, only 3 boards, but had 2 steals. He finally had a really good game. Hope to see more of that. And no one else really did anything of note for the Pacers. That is why they lost. They are really missing Miles Turner, Tyrese Halliburton. And Turner's gone. Halliburton's gone for the year. All right. For the Celtics, Sam Hauser, 17 and 6. Nemias Keita, 17 and 9. The 1 steal and 5 blocks. Amazing by Nemias Keita. He's been having a really, really solid too good year this year. Sleeper type of name. If you haven't been paying too much attention to the Celtics, if he's not on your fantasy squad, Nemias Keita is having a really nice year at center for the Celtics. You only wish he played a few more minutes per night and the numbers would look even better. Derek White, 13-5-5. Jaylen Brown, 30 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals. Tremendous game for the all-star starter. Peyton Pritchard with only 10 points, but had 8 assists and 5 boards and a steal. Off the bench, Luka Garza had 8 and 6. Anthony Simons, 9 points, 4 boards and a steal. No one else really noteworthy. Next game. This was a game that Aaron Brewski was looking forward to. Unfortunately, only one team showed up. I mean, literally. The Knicks beat the Nets 120-66. You heard me right. 66 points for the total of the game. They lost by almost 60 points. The Knicks almost scored twice as many points as the Nets. What is going on, Brooklyn? Michael Porter Jr. with 12 and 6. I mean, hardly anyone. Only 2 players scored in double figures. Zaire Williams, 11 points, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Nobody else scored in double figures. This is outrageous. Like, this team needs to be kicked out of the NBA for this one. You know how they have that in some soccer leagues. When you're the worst team, you get kicked out of the league. This is how bad this performance was. I mean, Noah Clowney, 8. Nick Claxton, 4. Drake Powell, 6. Yegor Jomin, 6. I mean, it's just down the line. Cam Thomas even only had 5 points. 1 for 6 from the field. That's a disaster. Let's go to the team that actually showed up tonight. The Knicks. OG Anunoby, 5 and 5. He didn't show up, but they didn't need him. Karl-Anthony Towns with 14 and 8 with the steal. Josh Hart, 11 and 9 with the steal. Mikal Bridges, 11, 4 and 4 with the steal and a block. Jalen Brunson, 20 points. He would have had a much better game if he didn't go 1 for 8 from 3 because he pretty much made everything else. But 20 points, 5 assists, 4 boards, getting ready for the All-Star game. Landry Shamet off the bench with 18. Miles McBride off the bench with 14 and 6 with 4 assists and a steal. And I told people today it's okay to drop Miles McBride because Jalen Brunson is back. And technically and typically, I would have been correct. But he still managed to put up really good numbers tonight because the game was so out of hand. If this would have been a normal game, his stats wouldn't have been as great as this. But I don't remember ever seeing a game this bad like this. 120-66. Come on, Brooklyn. And if you are unfamiliar, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. You may be hearing us on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast. I'm your host, at William Is Bill. Check us out Monday through Friday. Myself, Tim Woodson, will have you covered on the Box Score Breakdown, recapping the games of the night, giving you the players of the night and fantasy analysis. Brew and Doc will be back tomorrow for more thorough breakdown. All right, next game, the Pistons defeated the Pelicans 112-104. Tobias Harris, a trending player, 10.6 boards tonight. A little bit disappointing, but he's not going to be great every night, so it comes with the territory. Duncan Robinson, 15-4 with a steal and a block. Jalen Duren, 20-15 with a steal and two blocks. You just love that type of production from Jalen Duren. Also, our Thompson, 12-9 with three steals. Greatness. Dennis Jenkins started because Cade Cunningham sat out this one. So he had 27 minutes, he got 17 points, four assists, two steals, and two blocks. So Dennis is ready whenever his name is called. He's like, sit out more games if you'd like, Cade. I want to start. I want to play. I'm ready. And, I mean, he's proven this year that he is an NBA player. There's no question about it. It's all about opportunity. Off the bench, Isaiah Stewart, 8-6 with two blocks, solid. Everyone else was just pretty much solid as well. No real weakness on the Pistons bench, but no one truly went off either. I'll give Marcus Sasser a shout out. 9 points, four assists. He's struggling getting minutes on this team, but when he does, he normally can put up some points. And that was with him shooting bad from the field tonight. So we'll see how long Cade is out. For the Pelicans, who lost this one, Zion only had 4 points and four boards in 15 minutes. Now, that sounds like an injury to me. Hopefully, Zion isn't banged up too much. But for him to only play 15 minutes, that's something sketchy with that. It wasn't a blowout like the last game. I might need to look this up and see if Zion got hurt tonight. Because that could be critical. Let's look this up real quick. But in the meantime, Trey Murphy had 17 points, four boards, two assists, and a block. Zion had an illness. Okay, that had him come back for about 3 minutes in the second half, and that was it. So that is great as far as fantasy management. You don't have to worry about him being out next game. You shouldn't. He would miss the game the second half basically with the illness. So, like I said, Trey Murphy, 17 points, but unfortunately, 5 turnovers. He did have 2 steals and a block. Derek Queen only had 5 points, 4 boards, 8 assists, though, a steal and a block. But he went 2 for 2 from the field. You got to shoot more, Derek Queen, especially with Zion out. They've been talking about trading Yves Missi, and for I don't know what exactly, but saying that you're willing to trade Yves Missi means Derek Queen, you're the guy. You know, there's no other center of note. Like, Yves Missi was a first round pick. If he's gone, you only have Kevon Looney and Carlo Markovich. So Derek Queen's got to shoot more. Be more aggressive. Sadiq Bey had 20 points, 2 steals. Nice. Jeremiah Fears, and he started, so that's nice. Jeremiah Fears, 12 points, 5 boards, and 2 steals. And this is because Herb Jones missed a game. That is why Sadiq Bey started. All right, and Jordan Poole off the bench with 11 points, 2 steals, having a really disappointing year. Micah Peavy did have 17 and 7 boards off the bench with 4 steals and a block. That is a tremendous game. Micah Peavy has had some really nice spots. Situations where he's gotten a nice amount of minutes and been very productive. So if he had a consistent role, he would be fantasy worthy. You just don't know when it's going to happen. Sadiq Bey, if he's traded, Jordan Poole, if he's traded during the trade deadline, look for Micah Peavy to move up in the ranks. But when they trade someone out, someone else is coming in. So just keep an eye out on that. Next game, the Hawks defeated the Grizz. This was the game I was most looking forward to. Well, this one and the Hornets game, because I wanted to see how the Hawks will respond again without Trey, because it hasn't been great so far. and wanted to see how Ja Morant would do with the Grizz. The Hawks did respond well. They won by 2, 124-122. Corey Kispert, 8 points and 1 steal. Onyeka Okongwu, 18-9 with 7 turnovers. For a big, that's kind of crazy. He did have a steal and 2 blocks, but what are you doing? 7 turnovers as a center. Jalen Johnson bounced back tremendously with 32 points, 15 boards, 8 assists, and 1 steal. That's what we're looking for from Jalen Johnson. Nickeil Alexander-Walker had some big games this year. Only 11 points, 4 assists tonight, but he did have a steal and 2 blocks. And Dyson Daniels, who really stepped up last game, came back down to earth 1-for-9 from the field today. 3 points, 7 boards, 8 assists. He's getting those boards and assists, but the scoring is going to have to improve a lot. Especially with no Trey. You're the scoring guard now, whether you like it or not. Off the bench, CJ McCollum with 15 points, 6 assists, 2 steals and 1 block in 26 minutes. I would expect that to remain the same. Luke Kennard, 18 points, 4 boards. And Zach Richesay, I thought he was injured because he wasn't even listed last game, but they're saying he's a DNP coach's decision. They're starting Corey Kispert, who they just brought in, over Zachary Richesay, your number one pick last year. That is not good. Luke Kennard is playing 24 minutes. Vit Krejci is playing 11 minutes. Muhammad Gay, 18 minutes. And Zachary Richesay is a DNP. That is a very alarming fact. So he could be moved or someone else could. I don't know. I mean, they just signed Christian Coloco off the street. He played 11 minutes. So, woo. That is alarming. All right, for the Grizz, let's talk about Ja Morant. That's who I wanted to see. Had a great game last game. Had another really solid game this game. 23 points, 12 assists. Yeah, did have 5 turnovers, but had a steal and 3 blocks. So Ja Morant is back to play and show the Grizz he wants to stay here. If he keeps playing like this, they might. It may force him to stay, and it might force him out even more because the Grizz could say, okay, he's back to the job we want him to be. His attitude's changed. Da 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 da. We want to keep him. Or other teams are going to be like, okay, he is back to the real Ja Morant. We will be willing to trade for him now. So, you can go either way. But the Grizz started Jaren Jackson Jr., 17-6 with 1 steal. Unfortunately, 5 turnovers. A lot of turnovers tonight. Cedric Carroll at 17-7 with 2 steals and a block. Jalen Wells, 18-4 with the steal. John Contra started, did nothing, but he did have 2 steals and a block. G.G. Jackson got some minutes finally, 9 points and 2 blocks. Jock Landale, 13-11 with 3 assists. KCP, 9-4 with 3 assists. And Cam Spencer with 11 points and 4 assists. That's a guy who Bruschi was talking about. He's excited to see what his role would be if Jai were to leave. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Trade deadline is going to be huge this year, guys. Next game, the Thunder defeated the Bucks, 122-102. Not a surprise at all. The Bucks were missing KPJ and Miles Turner, so you knew it was going to be a long night. But for the Thunder, Chet Holmgren, 10 points, 7 boards, are still on the block. SGA went for 40 tonight and 11 assists, 7 boards, and a steal. Lu Dort, 13-4-3 with 2 steals. Cason Wallace, 9 points, 4 steals. That's what he's in there for, defense and steals. AJ Mitchell got the start, and he showed out. 8-for-12 from the field. 18 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. And he's showing you he wants to be a starter. He also started because Aaron Wiggins was missing this game because he was banged up. And I was looking forward to Wiggins because he had a 5 steal performance last game, but he's banged up, so Mitchell took advantage. Off the bench, Kenrich Williams had 18 points, 8 boards, 2 assists. Really nice game. Brandon Carlson, the backup big, 9-6. Because I don't think Jalen Williams played either, the big. I know the guard didn't play, but yes, Jalen Williams did not play either. So that allowed Carlson to get some minutes. For the Bucks, Giannis still out there chugging along. 19 points, 14 boards, 7 assists, and a steal. Kyle Kuzma, 9-4. really expecting him to step up tonight. I mean, as much as you can hope for Kuzma to step up, he's not really, I mean, apparently capable anymore. So 9-4 is, I don't know if you're going to get much more than that. You know, he went 0-5 from 3, so maybe if he makes a 3 or 2, the night looks a little better. But Kuzma is seeming to be a declining player. This was the year for him to have a really good year. No Dame, no other studs on the team except Giannis. And then he let Ryan Rollins and Kevin Porter Jr. come in and make him seem indispensable. I mean, dispensable. Just unimportant. But A.J. Green as well. A.J. Green, 15 points. He's knocking down his threes. 4-9 from three. Ryan Rollins, 10 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. Bobby Portis, 15-6-9. That's because Miles Turner was out. Bobby Portis did not start, but still played 37 minutes, the most on the team. So don't worry about the starting aspect. Pete Nance is a guy who's been getting minutes, and with Miles Turner out, he was able to play 30 minutes tonight. 11 points, 4 boards, and 1 steal. So not really worth the squeeze. The juice was not worth the squeeze, but Pete Nance is a guy to keep an eye out on if he continues to get minutes. But I don't think he's going to be anything life-changing. Cole Anthony did get 17 points, went 7-9 from the field, 3 boards, 3 assists, unfortunately 5 turnovers, but he showed you he's a professional point guard in this league. When his time was up, when his name was called, he was ready. And so if KPJ misses some more time with his oblique injury, Cole Anthony could be a guy you can look for points off the bench. And for the last and final game, right now there is 25 seconds left. The Raptors are up 122-109. So you may hear a point or two difference when the final score is announced. But as of now, the Brandon Ingram had 23 points, 3 boards, 4 assists. Sandro Mamukelashvili, who Bruce told you guys about, very key pickup. And he was correct, 22 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. And I think that also was a contributing factor that the fact that Colin Murray-Boyles was out in this game. The Raptors had been starting CMB and playing Sandro off the bench with no CMB, no Poeltl. That allowed Sandro to have it all to himself tonight. And he showed out in 32 minutes, 22-9 with 4 assists and went 3-for-8 from the 3-point line. Scottie Barnes, really nice game. 23 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, 4 steals, and a block. Love that. Manuel Quickley bounced back. Had another good performance after his tremendous performance. 18 points, 8 assists, 6 boards, 2 steals. Jamal Shedd started. 15 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. They were saying RJ Barrett might be back tonight, so that would have hurt Jamal Shedd and slightly hurt each player that carries the offensive load, but he did not come back tonight. So that's why Jamal Shedd was still able to be productive. And off the bench, Grady Dick did have 11 points and 2 steals, and he was fortunate that RJ wasn't back as well. No one else did anything off the bench. For the Kings, Russell Westbrook, leading scorer with 23 points, 3 steals. I will say Domantas Sabonis sat out this one, I guess for rest, because he just played yesterday, so it's no real surprise there. But we really want to see Domantas get back on the regular schedule, but they're taking it super easy and cautious with him. So, like I said, Russ leading scorer with 23, Zach LaVine 19-5 with a steal and a block. Maxime Renault started 8-7. Precious Achiuwa 11-8. DeMar DeRozan only 9 points and 2 assists with a steal. That's why they lost. DeMar DeRozan cannot score 9 and this team win. He has to score much more than that. Dylan Cardwell, a guy I was telling you about, he was a good streaming option. Only 2 points, but he was 50% from the field. So it's not like he shot a lot of attempts. But he had 13 rebounds and 4 blocks and a steal. So I would call that a win for sure. 4 blocks, 13 boards, Dylan Cardwell. And as long as Sabonis is out, Cardwell's a guy you can add to your lineup in a streaming way. Dennis Schroeder with 16 points. Not much else. 3 assists. Malik Monk, 17 points. 4 boards. 4 turnovers. 3 assists. A name that is hot right now. Could he be traded? Could he not? We will see. And that will do it for your 7-game wrap-up for Wednesday. Let's talk about the players of the night on Wednesday. Then we get to your questions if you have any. So Evan Mobley, 14-14 with 3 blocks. Con Knipple, 21-11. Pascal Siakam, 32-10. Jaylen Brown, 30 points, 10 boards, 3 steals. Landry Shamet had 18. Jalen Johnson, 32-15-8 assists. Great game. Ja Morant, 23-12 with 3 blocks. Jalen Duren, 20-15. Give a shout out to Micah Peavy with 17-7 with 4 steals. SGA, 40 points, 7 boards, 11 assists. Giannis, 19-14 with 7 assists. Scotty Barnes, 23-8-7. And Russ had 23 points with 3 steals. So, love that. Tremendous night of basketball. We have no comments right now, so appreciate you guys so much for listening, watching, and tuning in to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. Remember, follow us, like, at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Check us out on YouTube. Just search Sports Ethos. We're on X, like I said, live recording the Box Score Breakdown. We'll be back tomorrow to go over tomorrow's games. Avril Nita, my main man, thanks for the shout-out. Glad to be with you guys tonight. And until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.